Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. Today we're speaking with Dave Hogan. He is the VP of Growth Segments at Ribbon. How are you doing today, Dave?
Don, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you making the time for us.
Not a problem. I always try to make time for Ribbon. It's having a huge impact out there in the communications world and always like to stay up to speed with what you're doing. So before we get started, maybe you could tell our listeners a little bit about what you do within that organization so it'll put a little bit more perspective on it.
Sure. Happy to do that. A little bit of background. I've been with Ribbon now for 6.5 years. Prior to being with Ribbon, I was at several large telecommunications companies, AT&T, Lumen, and Frontier in a variety of sales product marketing leadership roles. Last year, we had a chance as an organization to realign some of the successful organizations. So the reason we call it growth segments is because it's easier to say that than distribution channels, enterprise, and business development. So growth segments is just a shorter way of saying it's a high growth area for the company. But we're doing really well. We've got some great leaders within the company that have been with Ribbon for a while. We've recruited some other leaders, you know, that came either from a large unified communications background, an IP optical background, a service provider background. So what we've tried to do is bring in some thought leaders that have experience within the channel partners that we do business with on a daily basis to continue to invest and grow and help them be successful.
We just went to channel partners a couple of weeks ago. What were some of the biggest trends that you observed at the 22 channel partners conference and expo? It was pretty exciting. So what did you see?
You know, first thing was just the sheer presence of the number of people, right? Yeah. And when we were there back in October of last year, the environment was still very, very closed, right? Lots of masks, tough to have intimate conversations. So we didn't have as many people last year as we did this year. I think that was probably the biggest thing, is it showed country overall, right, that the U.S. economy continues to be strong and that we're back, especially within our own industry. So I think that was the most important thing for me. The second one was, I would say, the need of security, which is going to continue to play a more prominent role as individuals, as families, as businesses, and organizations continue to be more reliant upon technology every day. The need for a secure environment, a secure network, secure applications continues to be at the forefront of the minds of CIOs, managed service providers, of resellers, that when they're providing solutions to their customers, they have a trusted, reliable partner, whether it's a company like Ribbon or someone else. They can walk in there with confidence knowing that they're providing an offer that doesn't provide the risk to their customers.
So with the trends that are going on specifically in the security area and really the hybrid solution area as well, how is Ribbon capitalizing on the trends?
Over the last few years, we've made several investments from an acquisition standpoint. At the core of Ribbon's DNA, right, was the GenBand Sonos acquisition that we made several years ago. And we've continued to expand beyond that with the acquisition of a company by the name of Anova Data. They brought a lot of analytics and security to the table. With our acquisition of ECI, which is an IP optical provider, they brought some enhanced security solutions as well, completely different from the unified communication space. So what we've done is really invested time in two areas. One, what are the trends from an application standpoint that are driving consumption and growth of voice data and wireless networks? And then secondary to that, how does Ribbon provide secure solutions to enable a seamless and scalable solution for those applications? So whether it's an EMR system within a hospital, or it could be Microsoft Teams or Zoom or RingCentral, or 8x8 or Genesys, who are all partners of Ribbons today within our ecosystem. We work very closely with them to ensure that we're testing, interop and certifying our products and services in the market so that that experience becomes much easier and much more transparent to end users.
Can you give me a little bit more information on the enterprise strategy?
Yeah, the enterprise strategy really is about the experience. And I think a lot about the enterprises we deal with. I had a call this morning with one of the fifth largest banks in the world that uses Ribbon quite extensively for their unified communications network. So what's important is that we understand how they run their business, how are they using applications in order to provide better communications for their employees, for their customers, for their entire supply chain, so that they improve their own productivity and ultimately their customer experience. We've taken a long, hard look, not only at what they use for Ribbon, but a lot of times, what's their growth trajectory in terms of their applications? Have they built their own CRM system, and are they going to continue to use that? Do they look to expand that CRM tool over to a Salesforce or to a dynamic CRM? How are they integrating that with their call center software that they use today? How does that integrate with their voice network and the PBXs that are either in the cloud or in a private data center that they're running on a daily basis? So it's not just about Ribbon's technology. It's really about the enablement and securing other technology and applications that they use on a daily basis.
And communications, the number one way to improve your visibility and reach out to the customers through the channel. And can you give me a little bit more about what you're doing with your channel program and how important it is to the Ribbons effort in the future?
Yeah, so today our growth segment organization represents 30% of the overall revenue for our company. So it's a highly important part of our business. And one that we expect to continue and grow significantly. So some key areas that we've made investments in are partner training, partner certification of our products and services, partner enablement, so that a partner who's certified has the ability to install, configure, and manage those Ribbons products and services on behalf of their end user customers. We've continued to make investments into automation for ordering, provisioning, and management of Ribbon software, as well as our hardware. We are making investments this year and next year in further automation for partnerships that allow us to scale and continue to grow. So as a customer wants to implement a new application that may require more software licenses of an SVC or policy and routing, makes it much easier for the partner to place that order on behalf of their customer. And then last, we're making more investments into our MDF and BDF program so that we reward partners who continue to invest in training and certification of their people, along with the promoting of Ribbons products and services. So we believe those investments are critical to partner success, and we continue to make those investments for those partners, as well as just exploring other ways. You and I talked before this call about the wine business, and I think if I recall, during the pandemic, we held over 50 wine events between Ribbon and our partners to continue to continue education, training, and awareness. And that type of interaction, right, is critical from a communication standpoint between our companies. As I say frequently, right, products can be great, products can be bad, but it's really the people that you work with on a day-to-day basis that help makes a company truly be successful. And a lot of that has to do with our partners and the relationships that we have within the channel partner community.
So I was going to ask you a little bit more about the experience for the reseller and how you're improving that, but you just rattled off quite a few various items where it's all about the experience, and it's at multiple levels. You've got to have the reseller experience being, you know, top notch, as well as the customers they're serving. So do you have anything additional to say about those areas?
You know, I think the one thing is we try to spend a lot of time understanding the end user experience. You know, what is their decision-making process? What is their buying process? What are their expectations within the life cycle of a product or a service that they've purchased or continue to purchase on an annual subscription basis there? What we've really found is more and more companies, as they've continued to leverage technology, they want to do their own research. We find that what previously used to happen, I'll say, and I hate to date myself, right, 25 years ago, yeah, when I was a 24-year-old kid, right, a lot of your customers would call their partner or their reseller, right, and they would ask, hey, what should I do here? I think what we're finding more and more is a lot of those companies want to do their own education, right? There's enough content and material out there where they'll go to a TechTarget website, or they'll go to a YouTube, or they may just do a Google search or a Bing search and just see what comes up to start to gather that information themselves to get as much knowledge. So it behooves us as a company to make some of those investments with our partners so that they become that research arm or that consultant on behalf of their enterprises, and not just viewed as someone who is a reseller that's looking to provide a product to their business. I think the more we can help educate our partners on what's happening within the industry and the community as a whole, the more they shift to a trusted advisor and a consultant for their customers.
Where can our listeners find out a little bit more?
So it's easy, right? RIBBON.com. That's the best way to find us. Yeah, we're on Twitter, we're on LinkedIn, we're on YouTube, right? You know, you can do a search for Ribbon Communications and get quite a bit of information.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller speaking with Dave Hogan. He is the VP of Growth Segments at Ribbon Communications. And Dave, I want to thank you very much. Thanks for the insight on Ribbon and keeping us current, and hope to see you at one of those shows here in the future.
Same here, Don. I appreciate the time. Thanks for inviting me today. Look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Okay. Thank you.